You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
And right now, we're doing a little love it or fade it across the sports world.
Love it or fade it.
All right, good morning, Jinx. Good morning, Chelsea. Happy Monday to both of you. Let's dive right into love it or fade it. Yankees had their 9-game winning streak snapped on Sunday by Toronto. They are still 49-16 on the season. 2001 Mariners that won 116 games were 51-14 after their first 65 games. So love it or fade it, Jinx, the Yankees will catch that 2001 Mariners total of 116 wins.
I'm going to say fact. I think they will. The Yankees look unstoppable. And even when they lose, it takes a monumental effort. Yesterday, they were up 8-3 over the Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays hit, what, 4 home runs, had to have a grand slam from who was it, Uriel yesterday? And then, what, had another couple home runs? Even when they lose, you have to pull everything out of your toolbox, if you will, to beat them. And they've got the hitting, they've got the pitching. Everything about the Yankees screams that this is their year, and they're going to run into some issues later on in the playoffs, but they've just been unreal, and I don't see anything outside of a significant injury or two that would slow them down. I think it's a fact.
A fact? What are you talking about, Jake? 116 wins?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a ton of wins. There's a reason no team has done this since 2001. Like, it doesn't sound like that long ago, but it's the year 2022. That was a long time ago. Think about all of the dominant regular season teams that we've seen. Think about the Dodgers and how many great regular seasons they've had, even when the NL West was not even close and there for the taking for the Dodgers. So, no, I don't think they're going to get this just because it's too high of a number. 116 wins. That's bananas. No, this is fiction. Or fade it. God.
I'm going to actually say love it, fact, however we want to say it this morning, because it's simple. They have only played 6 games so far against the AL West, and the AL West is terrible. So their schedule the rest of the way sets up pretty nicely for them to do this. They're already winning at a 75% rate right now. They'd have to go 67-31 the rest of the way to get that mark. That's only a 68% winning percentage. They're playing 7% higher right now, and they still haven't gone up against the AL West. So I think they get to 116. They may even go past 116 this year.
No, but think about the long baseball season and think about the injuries that are probably going to be down the road for any team, because they've been relatively healthy for the most part. So I think that you've got to factor in some of the injuries that could be on deck for the Yankees. Cause yeah, it sounds simple, but 67-31 to finish the season is still an incredibly high clip. Like, all teams have some regression.
It is, but that's the only thing. It's just injuries. If it's not injuries, what else is going to keep them from winning at this clip? That's what I go back to, is that they don't really have any weaknesses right now. And as Bill pointed out, the schedule sets up really well for them. I know it's a crazy high total, but barring an injury, it's not like they've done it with smoke and mirrors. They are the best team in baseball. I think they can do it.
Yeah, but last year they struggled against the Orioles. That's the reason why the Rays won the division, because the Yankees could not handle business against one of the worst teams in baseball. So, yeah, on paper, it looks doable, but you've got to remember, this is a large sample size sport, and just because it's June 20th, we're not even to the All-Star break yet, there's still a lot of baseball left, and still plenty of ways to sabotage yourself, especially when it's this high of a number.
I don't know.
It is pretty high number, but we'll see how they fare over the next couple of weeks and if they're still on that pace.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's go to Love It or Fade It number two. Former linebacker Bart Scott on his weekend Scott and Han show this Saturday had this to say about the debate Manning versus Brady.
For me, like, I'd much rather go against Tom Brady every day of the week than to go against Peyton Manning. I believe that's how everybody feels. With Tom Brady, it was more about Bill Belichick, the entire team, the execution, like, them having a game plan. With Tom Brady, but Peyton Manning, literally, yellow meant something in the first quarter. It meant something totally different in the second quarter. He's like, yo, he calling left, yellow. Yellow mean we go left. Yeah, like, Rex, yeah, yellow. We going to, yo. So he goes, yellow. We go, Leo. Or we go, ram. Like, switch it. My head hurt. You feel like you got to go take an SAT test.
So, Chelsea, after hearing from Bart Scott, are you loving or fading the idea that the Patriots were more about Belichick and their scheme than it was about how great Tom Brady was?
So, if you'd rather go against Peyton Manning than Tom Brady, did you see Peyton Manning in his final year with the Broncos? Yeah, he won a Super Bowl, but he's throwing absolute ducks. I think he's maybe one of the best of all time at calling audibles, and I think that's what he was getting at. But Tom Brady's already disproven this point because he's gone on to another team and won another ring. And what, his first year? So do not disrespect Tom Brady like this. Maybe he doesn't have, you know, the outright skill that, you know, some of the quarterbacks in the past had, but he is the greatest quarterback of all time. It doesn't matter the scheme. It doesn't matter the team. It doesn't matter the head coach. We've seen this, but this point's already been disproven. This is... You know, what am I doing? Fiction here? Fade it. That's my final answer.
Well, I agree with Bart Scott, but I'm fading it just because I don't think he was saying this was just about the Patriots scheme. I think this is where you have to look at nuance. And what he was saying is when you face Tom Brady, you're facing a game plan that includes Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, arguably the greatest head coach of all time. So Tom Brady wasn't asked to do what Peyton Manning needed to do because Peyton Manning didn't play on the super teams like Tom Brady did. Now, certainly had great teams, but not the ones Brady did. And as far as him playing in a different scheme in Tampa, let's not forget, Tom chose that team for a reason because it was ready made to start winning with those receivers and that club. It's not like he took another team from the bottom and lifted them up to the top. It's nothing taking away from Tom Brady. Tom Brady is still the GOAT. But when you face Tom Brady, you were facing more of a scheme. Peyton Manning is known for that. Most NFL defenders will tell you that no one was better at the line of scrimmage than Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was calling his own plays. Tom Brady didn't do that like Peyton Manning did. So I'm fading this, but it's not. I still believe Brady's the GOAT. But did he play in more of a scheme-type offense than Peyton Manning did? Yes.
What?
Yeah, but When you look at everything that Manning and Brady, you know, the head-to-head matchups and all that stuff, that's fine that Manning went ahead and changed all these things and did all these different things, but did that make him a better quarterback? Because ultimately, his teams didn't win, and it's not like you said, Jinx, he didn't have bad teams. He just couldn't get it done in the playoffs a majority of the time.
Yeah, well, right. Again, I still think Tom Brady is the GOAT, but Peyton Manning was known for this. I mean, we've seen all the Omaha video. This is what he did at the line of scrimmage. He was very good at confusing defenders in that way. Tom didn't necessarily do that, but he killed you in other ways because of his accuracy and clutch play and stuff like that. So both things can be true. I think Peyton Manning probably was a bit more of a challenge for the defense independently, but as part of a team, no one wanted to face Tom Brady because he's the GOAT.
I don't know. I still am team Tom Brady all the way. And you say he didn't go to like a bad team. The Bucs were 7-9 before Tom Brady got there. 5-11 each of the seasons before that. So say
well,
what
yeah,
you want.
Jameis
Tom Brady's still
there.
In the league. Tom
well,
Brady
yeah.
led the league in passing last year.
I'm agreeing that he's the GOAT. I'm not saying he's not, but they played in two different systems. Like, this is not an argument that Peyton Manning was a better quarterback than Tom Brady. I've said it 3 or 4 times now. Tom Brady is the GOAT. But also, Tampa Bay had Jameis Winston. You go from Jameis Winston to Tom Brady, of course you're going to improve your win total. That's a monstrous upgrade.
So you're just saying it is more of a defensive headache to face Peyton Manning, is what you're saying?
Yes. I think it's more of a, if you're a defender, it is an independent headache. It's more difficult headache because Peyton called his own plays. He was more confusing at the line of scrimmage, but certainly there's more to winning football games than that. It's defense. It's head coaching. It's whether or not you have the tools on offense you need to work with. And sometimes you have to perform in clutch moments. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But as preparing for a singular quarterback, I think Peyton was a little bit tougher.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.